Sex questions. Kind of just cut and pasted them all in here, chucked them in here. Question one. Have you ever tried edging in a moving vehicle? No, I haven't. But I do remember, I think it was my first long-term boyfriend. I think I was, God, I was like 18. I do remember giving him a head job when he was driving very fast down a mountain overtaking a truck, which in retrospect was probably a pretty fucking dumb idea. But yeah, it was fun at the time for both of us. It was great fun at the time. You like to wank like most of us horny peeps, but what made you decide to post your faps on Reddit? I do like to wank. And I was just curious. I think I was just curious. I just wanted to hear what I sounded like. So I recorded myself. I was really nervous. And I think you could tell. But I posted it. And a couple of people enjoyed it. So I kept doing it a bit. And then I guess when I got a bit more comfortable and started bringing in some more of my fantasies, what I'd like to be doing in the minute as I'm getting off, I think then I really started to enjoy it and get a lot more out of it. How do you keep coming up with such killer tags for your audios? I don't know. I want to be descriptive. I want to let people know what they're in for. And I guess that's why I chuck in a few stupid ones, maybe, because I'm kind of stupid. I'm usually writing them at either after I work a night shift or really late at night, so there's an element of delirium involved, I guess. What do you enjoy most about doing voice stuff, and what makes you want to do this? First reason, I guess, I continue to be surprised about this, but it's really improved my self-confidence. I'm not particularly confident in real life. I'm comfortable with myself in one-on-one situations and definitely in intimate situations. You know, I'm comfortable with that. I'm confident in those situations, but in public, in social situations, I can really struggle with confidence. And something about recording myself and being able to be completely anonymous and completely open, but also have control over how I want to be seen. And I really like that, and it's gratifying to get feedback and to have people say that they like listening to me because I sound genuine or because I'm open and I'm authentic, and I really like that. Okay, this might sound kind of weird, but sometimes I listen to my audios to put myself to sleep. Yeah, so I don't listen to them in a horny way, but if I can't sleep, I put on one of the longer audios where I'm speaking really softly and it puts me to sleep. And one last thing, dedicating time to play with myself. I've learned quite a bit about what my body can do and what it's capable of, and that's fucking awesome. What makes you want to do this? The same thing. I want to keep learning about my body. I want to keep experimenting with my body and figuring out what I like. Do you like knowing so many people get off to listening to you get off? I guess so. What is your favorite fantasy or the kink you are most ashamed of? They're pretty tame. I don't. They're all probably easily achievable, easily doable. There's nothing too out there. It's all pretty vanilla. Yeah, I don't know. Watch this space. Maybe I'll tell you about it. The second part of the question, the kink you are most ashamed of. I don't believe in being ashamed about any of this shit. I don't think I really have any kinks. I think kinks, by definition, are limiting, maybe. Oh, the next question probably relates to what I was going to say a bit anyway. Are you more sub or dom? Yeah, both and neither. In the right situation, very happily play either of those roles. Yeah, I am very much not into degradation, very much not into anything with like a whiff of non-consent. Fuck that shit. No, definitely not. But yeah, absolutely. Within a fully consenting relationship, I fucking oath I'm down for a bit of either of those. A bit of size play, hell yes. I am kind of small and I'm very much open to a bit of manhandling. Yep. Very much like that. Hugely. Oh God, yeah, I could very happily be manhandled right now. Yeah. Yum. Yeah, big strong hands picking me up and moving me around and Yeah, fucking oath. And then Dom, yeah, I guess I have to use whatever wiles I have at my disposal to assert my dominance in a creative way. Yeah, it could be fun, a bit more prolonged maybe. Yeah, a bit of restraint. Yeah. Definitely restraint. Tying someone up and using them a little, and teasing a little and denying a little. Yeah, definitely down with that. Definitely down with that. That can be a lot of fun. What turns you on a lot? Male ramble faps. Totally genuine, open, confident, fucking male ramble faps. The sound of guys coming, breathing, moaning, grunting. Yeah, that makes me swoon, absolutely swoon. What else turns me on? Being with someone who gets that I'm there because they turn me on. Yeah, no performance necessary. If we're naked, we're there because we want to be. So let's leave our hang-ups at the door. Assume we're both totally fucking into it. Show me what you got. Don't be anything other than yourself. That's a fucking turn on. Oh, God. I'm being vocal, talking. Oh, moaning. Yeah, that's super hot. It's just the fucking hottest, absolute hottest, most amazing thing about GWA and about erotic audio is those moments when you're so turned on and that just there's no barriers left and you're just completely in the moment. And I mean, that's what you chase when you're with a partner, right? You chase like in that moment when you're both like completely present and you're not fucking thinking about whether your gut looks big or whether you got bad breath or, you know, whether you're gonna come too fast or too slow or whatever. Yeah, it's that moment when you don't give a fuck about that. You're just in the fucking moment and it just feels good. Next question. Do your orgasms sound / feel the same when you come whilst not recording? Every orgasm is different. I guess it can sound different sometimes. Like if I know there are people around, I might chuck a pillow over my face, or I might like really try and hold it in and be quiet. That's difficult. That's really difficult. I'd much rather just let it rip. But I know it can sound really hot. You know, I like listening to someone trying to hold it in when they're trying to be quiet. I can sound, desperation can sound really good. So yes and no. Again, sorry. Ooh. Favorite sexual position? Lots of them. Like spooning, laying behind can be pretty cool. Kind of good for toys. Lots of neck kissing, back kissing, which I love. Boob grabbing. Doggy. Yeah, it's all right. Like physically, it's not the most stimulating for me, but it can definitely be hot. Me on top. Obviously, there's the clit. Clit stimulation, excellent for multiple. What's the eye contact? Lots of playing with hair and missionary is the best for coming together. Definitely, probably the most underrated. It fucking works. Close contact. If you feel good, I'm gonna pull you into me. I am going to grope the shit out of you. I like kissing, licking you, your chest, your neck, running hands over waist, backs, yes, fucking oath. Kissing, absolutely, goes without saying. Definitely a nice, close missionary fuck with some super deep, wet, open mouth kissing. Coming together is seriously one of life's greatest pleasures. Fuck yeah, that's excellent. Can't be beaten. Absolutely can't be beaten. Fingering, hand jobs, so underrated. If you're wanting to give me a head, that's great. Please do. But if you can bring your fingers in there too and stroke them over my thighs or like rest them on my lips and stroke them on my lips, and yeah, that's gonna be pretty effective. And it's going to encourage me to show you what I want. And okay, I'm getting wet now talking about this and thinking about this. Where I'm going with that is that's bound to succeed. Yeah, it's bound to succeed. And if you like hearing someone beg, that's a really good move. Because me stroking, you watching, and then mimicking what I'm doing. Maybe kissing a little and licking a little. That's going to have me begging for more. It's going to have me begging pretty explicitly for what I want next. So, okay, that's gotten me pretty turned on. So, on that note, I grab the pure wand. So, I think I'll okay. Backtrack a little now. It's another favorite thing. One of the best things about doing this is getting to know the pure wand and getting familiar with it. Oh God. Yeah, it would. It get me begging now. Please. Fuck. And what else turns me on is you know this because I talk about it a lot. Recorded about it a lot, but what turns me on is the thought of you watching me do this and striking yourself at the same time over me. Yep, that really turns me on a lot. Yeah. Okay, there's an edge for you. Get me to this stage with your mouth and your words and your fingers and your eye contact and slip into me like this missionary style. Fuck. I'm totally yours. Yeah, I think that's what we want. That's what we all want. That's the connection we want in these audios. It's getting to be able to be ourselves in the moment together. And I thought that we could do that together in person. And fuck. Oh, God. That is my hand. A bit of stroking and talking to you. That's why I like this. Okay, excuse me. I have a quick orgasm. Pop my mic on my tummy. Hang with me. I'll be back to answer more questions in a minute.